sitting in a roadhouse down on Highway 41. You were wiping off some ketchup on a table that was done. I knew you didn't see me, I was in a corner booth. Of course you weren't my waitress, mine was missing her front tooth. So I flagged you down for coffee, but I couldn't say a thing. But I'm in love with you, baby, and I don't even know your name. I'm in love with you, baby, I don't even know your name. I've never been too good at all those sexual games. So maybe it's just better if we leave it this way. I'm in love with you, baby, and I don't even know your name. Hey! Straight tequila, a little courage in a shot. And I asked you for a date, and then I asked to tie the knot. I got a little wasted, yeah, I went a little far. But I finally got to hug you when you helped me to my car. The last thing I remember, I heard myself say, I'm in love with you, baby, and I don't even know your name. I'm in love with you, baby, I don't even know your name. I've never been too good at all those sexual games. So maybe it's just better if we leave it this way. I'm in love with you, baby, and I don't even know your name. Oh, no. Well, the next thing I remember, I was hearing wedding bells. Standing by a woman in a long white lacy veil. I raised the veil, she smiled at me without her left front tooth. And I said, where the hell am I, and just who the hell are you? She said, I was your waitress, and our last name's now the same. Cause I'm married to you, baby, and I don't even know your name. Yeah, I'm married to a waitress, I don't even know her name. I've never been too good at all those sexual games. Well, I never thought my love life would quite turn out this way. Hey, I'm married to a waitress and I don't even know her name. Oh, get me out of here.
Romance theme of the week. I mean, like, the dude, like, just oozes country.
That was perfect. Perfect.
It really was. It was so perfect. God. And he has, like, the voice. He has the hat. He has the
Texas flag in the background. He had it all, man. That was fantastic.
I mean, to be honest, it's like, I'm not a person who listens to a lot of country. That, to me, sounded as country as anything I've ever heard anywhere.
That's
like,
as country as it gets. That was fantastic.
You know my favorite thing about country music? Mm-hmm. It's just like the content, like what they write about, what they talk about, you know, like the story of the song, like, you know,
missing
I'm married to her. I don't even know her name.
You know what? I liked you in the background playing the air banjo. I've never seen you do that before.
I'm actually multi-talented. Like, I can play some air guitar, some air drums.
Really?
I actually just started practicing air banjo. So
you're getting pretty good.
You saw me debuting it for the Friday Night Karaoke Podcast. I am Mike Quiston. I am the co-host and co-founder of the Friday Night Karaoke Podcast and the Friday Night Karaoke Facebook group.
And I am Joe Rubin with the same exact title, and it is another wonderful week. This week, Bad Romance, dude. Bad Romance. Bad
Romance. Yes. Bad Romance week. And that, by the way, was Mark Cross. Not to be confused with Mars Cross. If you're a regular FNKer, you know what I'm
minor
talking about.
Minor one-letter detail there, but yeah. Yeah.
That's Mark Cross with I Don't Even Know Your Name by Alan Jackson. A little country to start off our FNK Bad Romance theme of the week for the Friday Night Karaoke podcast episode number 61. Hi, Joe Rubin.
Hey, Mike Whiston.
So this week, the singers of the Friday Night Karaoke community all banded together to sing some amazing breakup songs or weird romance songs. it's FNK Bad Romance.
Yeah, so, it's like, you know, two weeks after Valentine's Day when everyone was singing all the love songs. We were like, all right, now the opposite. Now the opposite, right?
Yeah. Oh, well, I mean, like, you know, you already got your Valentine's Day presents. You know, you already got that out of the way. And now you're fucking sick of that person that you're spending all your time with. You're like, God damn it, we went on, we went on vacation. You already gave me the money. Now get out of my life.
Mm-hmm. Yep. That's how it goes.
Yeah. You know, it's like, you know, spring, May showers bring May something.
Exactly. March, April like showers that, dude. Bring May it is flowers. Exactly like that.
Is that what it is?
No. But it is. Like, completely irrelevant analogy, and you fucked up the analogy too. Nicely done.
Two birds in a bush, or
yes, it's like, maybe make like a tree and get out of here.
Get the fuck out of here. Coming up next, we have an FNK moderator. You may know her from, well, from the early days of Friday Night Karaoke, where she's been nothing but a short of a powerhouse in the group and continues to be to this day. You'll also know her from the weekly postings for the theme of the week winners. Every week we have a new theme in the Friday Night Karaoke Facebook group. Just go to Facebook and type in Friday Night Karaoke and you can join. And you'll see in the announcements a new theme of the week every week. That's where we're getting FNK Bad Romance for this theme for our podcast. And Jennifer Adams on our moderator team is the person that posts up those weekly winners. So you'll recognize her name there as well. But she is also a phenomenal singer.
Way to amp that up. That was a very long description, and then to get to the whole phenomenal singer part of it, you're like,
yeah, if you go to this website, and then you can see the each week we post the new,
and she's amazing. Let's hear her sing.
You know, I'm working on some drama. You know, like some drama classes. You know, I'm trying to lead up into something big here.
There's a build up.
Yeah, it's all about the build up, right? You know, my next week we're doing a deep dive into Shyamalan, you know, M. Night Shyamalan. So everything's going to end with a twist.
Oh my God, that'll be great.
It's going to be great.
FNK M. Night Shyamalan. That's the hashtag.
Shyamalan.
Shyamalan. With two L's.
Shyamalan. Do, 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 do. Shyamalan.
Play the song. Do, 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 do.
All right, this is going to be Jennifer Adams with Long Gone by Pink. And oh my God, if you're thinking about who to sing for a Bad Romance week, you know, with the obvious of Lady Gaga excluded, I mean, Pink has to be right up there at the top.
For sure.
So here it is, Jennifer Adams, Long Gone by Pink.
That starts to look. Oh no, no, no. I wish I could touch you again. I wish I could still call you friend. I give everything. When someone's in your reflection now, all the long.
Amazing. Wait, wait, wait. Hold on.
You
hold
knew.
On. You knew. I yeah, totally you did. Knew. I mean, she's a powerhouse, and she just she has is. Like this like absolute power behind everything that she does when she sings. And hits those like really strong points. Like you feel it. You feel
you
it.
Do. You're,
like,
she's got an amazing voice. She's oh man, she's been doing this really since the beginning with us here at FNK, right towards the beginning, and she's always been amazing. Always.
And I want to call out, the name of the song is Not Long Gone.
That's right, it is not.
It's Who Knew?
Who Knew?
Yeah, who knew it wasn't long gone? Yeah. Well, we do now, you know, and knowing is half the battle. Ba-da-da, the more you know.
Nice. So do you have any of your snazzy, you know, like, here's a fun fact from last week. Did you do that together this week? Because those were so bad.
I would never do that. So did you know fun fact on Who Knew, Pink wrote that in less than 5 minutes.
Did she really?
Yeah, she wrote that song in less than 5 minutes.
Really? Was it originally called Long Gone? Was it the original name of the song?
I would love to say yes, but no.
All right.
It's actually called Who Knew. We just typed it in wrong. Oh well. Wah, wah. But what a great addition to the FNK Bad Romance theme of the week, all of the above. So coming up next, we have a duet. And
I
love duets.
Especially breakup duets.
Breakup duets. Yeah, you know what? If you're gonna break up with someone, you should have two of you break up with them.
Do it in song, right?
Yeah, do it in song and bring a friend.
Yeah.
We should make a service. It's like breakup grams, you know, get all your friends to join in the group collaboration to say fuck you to your ex.
Right? Like this barbershop quartet being like, fuck you.
Yeah, we'll deliver it to your ex for you. We'll make them think it's an Amazon gift card. They open it up like... Oh, why?
No, it's got to be like they got to show up to the door and sing it in person.
That, oh my god, that'd be great.
Oh man,
they put it on a boombox over their head.
Right,
you open the door and they're just holding the boombox and everyone's singing.
You know, much better than a text message breakup. You know, yeah. Like
yeah. What if you know? It just reminds me of like Ferris Bueller. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Does it?
The nurse who likes to
oh
Anyway, that's a different kind of
singing telegram.
Yeah, that you could still get a breakup from that. Probably the person you're currently with.
Probably.
Depends who answers the door. Coming up next, we have Mimi Walt and Cynthia Van Bell, and they'll be singing "You Ought to Know."
Ooh, good one. Who sings that?
Alanis Morissette.
Right, you wrote it down right. Give it a nicely listen. Done.
Thank you. Thank you.
I want you to know that I'm happy for you.
I wish nothing but the best for you both.
An older version of me, is she perverted like me? Would she go down on you in a theater?
She gave it to me, was the able to make it enough for you to be open wide.
Will I make it enough for you to be open wide?
No.
Great. I love that song, by the way.
Me too. It's like Alanis Morissette's so awesome, and like the energy in that song, and like you feel the heartbreak, and you're pissed can you off feel right it? Along with her.
Yeah,
yeah, I feel it. We feel it.
Fuck yeah.
And Mimi Walt and Cynthia Van Bell singing You Oughta Know by Alanis Morissette. Wow, way to bring that home for FNK Bad Romance Week. I mean, there's very few songs out there that embody bad romance as much as that song.
That was it. That was definitely the embodiment of, like, fucked over.
Yeah, like, totally fucked over.
Know, that was that's it.
And you know what? Every guy from that point forward, every guy, every girl, whoever, from that point forward learned you don't fuck with Alanis Morissette.
You do not. You will be fuck
immortalized in song.
Right. Exactly.
And that's not a kind of song you want to be immortalized in.
No.
Like, hey, guys, that's about me. That's my song. She wrote that about me.
Can you imagine, like, trying to meet women after that, like, and everybody knows that's about you? Yes. Oh, man.
Oh, awesome. Yeah, it's, man, it's very cool when you come across a song, you know, at some point in your life, and there's lots of them for different things, but, like, a song like that that's so powerful that every time you hear it, like, without fail, every time you're singing it at the top of your lungs, you feel it, you're in it, and you're trying to get people around you to sing with you because, like, that's how impactful the song is in your life. And, you know, like, I grew up listening to that song, and I never stopped. And I've never bought an Alanis Morissette album ever, and I love a lot of her songs. So
that if I'm, like, drunk at a bar at like midnight, and that comes on, I'm singing that at full volume.
Yeah. Oh, please.
If I'm still awake at midnight.
I saw you were just drinking sparkling water all night.
Doesn't matter. I put a lemon in top.
This is episode number 61. We've made 60 episodes prior.
That's
to
a lot.
That's 60 crazy hours of karaoke fun.
Pure karaoke awesome.
Woo! All right. And the Friday Night Karaoke group, we touched on it before, but I want to mention, you know.
Yeah, how do you get there?
Yeah, you just go to Facebook in the search bar, you type in Friday Night Karaoke. We are actually 28,000 members strong now.
That's a lot, dude. We get hundreds of songs posted every day now. It's insane.
Yeah. And it's important to note that the group is completely negativity free, it's ad free. It's this beautiful place where you can just go and post videos of yourself singing, and there's no judgment. It's just people who are just like you who want to express themselves through song, through music, and find other people like themselves who have this deep appreciation for this expression, this music. And it's a really cool thing to see.
It is. Oh, and speaking of ad-free, we'd like to thank our sponsors at Shure Microphones.
Sure Microphones.
For sponsoring the amazing microphones we have for this podcast. These are great.
The Shure MK7s, and they are just awesome. You know, if Shure was a better sponsor, they would have sent us the SM7Bs, but, you know, it's cool.
They sent these before those came out, dude. Come on.
When you want to be cheap, it's cool. I get it. So that's why we're currently looking for a whiskey sponsor. Oh,
you know what? I think I got a lead on that. I think I got a lead on that.
Wait. Do you?
Yeah.
So wait. Do we get any information yet, or do we have to wait?
Nope. Next week.
Okay.
I'll let you know.
All right. Well, it's gonna be good though. Until then. Okay.
No, why don't you announce the next song? Because I don't know who's up next.
Coming up next, we have a new member to the Friday Night Karaoke group. I believe, I'm not positive, but I believe a new member to the group. We have so many members now, it's difficult to tell exactly when they came in. Although Joe and I do pride ourselves on staying on top of everyone who's posting and just all the people coming in. But it's more and more challenging.
It's 28,000 people. It's a little bit of a challenge.
And it's not 28,000 people who just sit there in the sidelines. I mean, there's a lot of people who are posting.
It's great. It's so great. Cool.
Yeah. And by the way, like, almost no videos go without, like, likes and comments and, you know, some type of engagement. So when you post, it usually doesn't just go out into the ether. In most cases, you are getting some type of engagement from the group. And if you don't get engagement, don't be discouraged. Just post again. You'll be fine. The group is very supportive. So coming up next, we have T-Bone And one of my favorite songs, again, this is not one that you sing out loud as loud as you possibly can, but you're definitely mouthing along to it or singing along to it in the car and just deeply reflecting. And it's just one of those that you, it doesn't sound complicated to sing, but it actually really is when you try to sing it. And yeah. If you can actually hit the mark, as I believe T-Bone does in this, it's a great accomplishment because it's a very emotional song. This is going to be Wicked Game by Chris Isaak.
Do you mouth this and reflect when you, is that what you do?
I do.
Right. I reflect.
Mouth the shit out of it. You're going to watch me mouth the shit out of this right now. It's going to be great.
Mouth.
Mouth away. Here it goes.
Thank you.
You know, if you're gonna duet with yourself, and do it like that, because like my God, T-Bone,
holy,
you're my boy,
shit.
T-Bone. That was
man.
So good.
That was amazing.
It really was. Like, you felt every piece of that, and it's so subtle too. Like, again, it's not one of those that you belt out. You're not screaming it. You're just like, it has like these subtle things that grab at you every single note that comes through.
Yeah.
And T-Bone really embodied that perfectly. A little Wicked Game, originally Chris Isaac. And you know, that song's been done by so many other people.
Has it?
My favorite version, Stone Sour, like Corey Taylor.
Really? Stone I never Sour. Heard that.
He does this, and he does such a phenomenal job. And
no shit, dude.
That, like,
I'll have
metal,
to listen to that. That's awesome.
That metal sound to it.
Wow, I never heard that. I never heard a metal version of this. I'm putting that on my playlist, though. That sounds awesome.
Oh, yeah. I'll send it to you. It's really, really good. So, again, T-Bone with Wicked Game by Chris Isaac and new to the FNK podcast, potentially new to the FNK group. We're stoked to have you here. I want to go find some more stuff that he's done, because I can already see a whole bunch of songs in my head that would be amazing at, because he has some good range. He gets those highs, and he also
he's got that
mid range as well.
Speaking of duets, can you talk about what we're going to be doing starting in April front, please?
I sure can. First, I want to give credit where credit is due. Jeff Matasuki from the Friday Night Karaoke community, one of the top posters actually in the group. We are able to see who is contributing the most in terms of posting videos and commenting and liking and just, you know, general engagement in the group, and he is always in the top three.
A master beardsmith and a master of the voices. Yes,
master of the voices. A lot of the songs that he sings, there's people who will kind of own a song in their own voice, in their own way, and because maybe they're trained singers or whatever. You know, they just have that as part of their expression. And then there's people like myself and Jeff Matasuki and others who are great mimickers. They're great at kind of embodying their original artist as much as they possibly can, and kind of hitting the same tones and the same voices. And Jeff's amazing at switching it up, you know, whether it's a female part, a male part, a freaking genie, whatever it happens to be, he can.
Right, he's really good.
He can conform to it.
But so why are you mentioning him? Tell us.
So I want to mention him because he came up to us with a really cool idea. We have these weekly themes where the winner gets a $10 Amazon gift card, and we have the top three that we call out, and we put your videos out there. And very often the winner of the someone in the top three ends up making it to the podcast as well. So a nice little extra bonus for exposure with the songs that you're posting. Every week, the theme might be FNK Bad Romance, right? It might be hashtag FNK Bad Romance, and you're posting up your songs, and we're picking the winners from that. Jeff's idea was, why don't we also release every week a theme with a duet? So instead of FNK Bad Romance, the duet theme would be FNK Bad Romance Duet. And it would be a parallel contest every week, or theme set every week. And it would just be for duets.
So,
find people to sing with, join on Smule, whatever it happens to be, and sing your songs. And one of you can post up the song in the Friday Night Karaoke group with the hashtag FNK, whatever the theme is, duet.
Now, would T-Bone have found a loophole there by singing with himself?
You know what? I'm going to go ahead and say, if you want to self-duet, can't for the duet thing.
You can't.
That kills the spirit of it. The whole idea is getting the group to sing with each other. So you can submit yourself duets to the normal theme, but if you want to submit a duet for the duet theme, find someone in the group. There's actually, if you go into the featured section of the group, all the way at the top, it's all where the announcements are. There, I think the third thing over usually is a Smule list, and it shows you everyone's names and their Smule IDs. Definitely use that.
If yours isn't on there, put yours on there. That's right.
Yeah, definitely add it. Just click the link and add yours on there. And you can easily find other people in the group to sing with. Everyone's really eager to do duets with new people. It's hard to find people to sing with.
Right.
And it's really exciting when you open something and someone else joins. So just think of how exciting it is to have the entire power of the FNK community behind that join.
Totally. And by the way, T-Bone changed his shirt in the other one. If you
I saw!
This,
right? That was,
but you know what? He didn't fool us.
We knew it was him. So thank you, T-Bone, with Wicked Game by Chris Isaac. Moving right along, we have another FNK moderator. I am always tempted not to talk about this, but you know, we have so many new listeners on the podcast every time. I feel like I have to mention it. She sings the best bodies you have ever heard in your entire life by Drowning Pool. The scream queen herself. This is going to be Katie Rose, and she's going to be singing a little Joan Jett, which, honestly, Joan Jett's another great one for FNK.
Damn.
Romance. Yeah.
Totally.
It's going to be I Hate Myself for Loving You, and I want to just give you a little preface to this. This is actually going to be at live karaoke.
Recorded live? That's awesome.
And, luckily, the sound quality was good enough to play for the podcast, it's very often if you're recording live and posting, the sound quality is like really muffled.
Yeah, it's like your friend with a cell phone in the back of the room and people smashing into him and beers clinking.
Which makes it fun too.
Oh, it's great. It's great there, but like, you know, not necessarily for a podcast. So let's hear this one and see how it came out.
Katie Rose, I Hate Myself for Loving You by Joan Jett. Give it a listen.
I hate myself for loving you.
scream out of the song, but you can't take the scream out of the queen, let me tell you.
Oh, man. She ripped him at the end. I love that.
There's no screaming in that song, but, you know, she threw it in there, and I love it.
Thank you for that. Thank you for that.
Katie Rose, I Hate Myself for Loving You by Joan Jett. Another great addition to FNK Bad Romance. And let me tell you, I saw that guitar in the background sitting on wall, and my first thought was, that's a perfect part of any home or bar decor.
It sure is.
If you're wondering, like, how should we decorate this room? What would make the feng shui a little bit better? Mm. You know, how would we bring in more people into this bar? Put a fucking guitar on the wall.
Right? It goes well with everything.
With everything, everything. You know?
Everything.
And wonder why your marriage didn't work? The fucking guitar wasn't on the wall.
That's, you know what? So many marriages could have been saved in this country if the husband had only nailed his guitar to the wall.
Right?
By the way, I want to say that I love Katie's shirt, and I need that shirt too.
What did it say? I missed it.
It said, are we drunk? Something. What?
Oh. Awesome. I gotta hand it to the cameraman. So, you know, very often the cameraman will focus correctly on the singer, and they'll just kind of point it at the mm-hmm. singer. But if you're in a karaoke bar and there's a bunch of people around and stuff, you know, spin that around, show the freaking crowd, show people getting into it. You know, I love, like, during the song, because again, this is live karaoke, you just hear the random whoa. Wow. You know, like, I fucking love that.
Yes, you do need that in the background.
Yeah, it's the, you know, it's the not fans. Like karaoke if you don't get that, you know.
Right.
So exactly. That's great. Yeah, yeah. You know, and the nice little DJ. Like, unfortunately, the DJ didn't know it was coming. He's just, like, you know,
I know, he's picking his nose for a second there. I was like, could have been worse.
Yeah. So for those of you that don't know, you know, you might be listening to this on Apple Podcast or iHeartRadio or Spotify or Castbox or Google Podcast or Amazon or Audible. If you are listening to one of those audio-only platforms, mm-hmm. you can actually watch this in video. Again, just go to the Friday Night Karaoke Facebook group, and you can watch it right there. It's very likely for the next week or so, it'll be posted in the announcements. So just look at the top of the group, and you'll see the video here. And you can actually watch along. You don't just have to listen to us. You can watch us do stupid shit on camera.
Yeah, we're on YouTube and TikTok and those things as well. We put the videos up there. Yeah.
Oh, we got the TikToks.
We got TikToks.
We got the Twitters. We got the Twitters.
We do. And this will be on Facebook.
A big shout out to Emily Soule for
Soul.
I always do that.
Damn it.
Oh, I was doing so good today too for, like, everyone. A big shout out to Emily Soule for being our social media manager and rocking by posting all of that stuff everywhere. Mm-hmm. So thank you. And a big shout out also to a member, a relatively new member of the selection team for the Friday Night Karaoke podcast, Christoph Crafton, who's been helping us put together these podcasts.
He's been rocking these podcasts with us, and thank you, Christoph. You freaking awesome. And he's incredibly talented by himself, not just in his podcast helping skills and producing skills, but in singing music as general. Well. Like, yeah, he plays all the instruments, records all the songs from the ground up, sings them, plays guitar, drums, bass, everything in the background. He's amazing.
Absolutely. I think we probably post him, like, you know, every 2 to 3podcasts. So I'm sure you'll see him coming.
You know, it's kind of funny. The first
podcast,
the first song he posted, and I heard it, and I'm like, bullshit. No way. And I
you wanted to look it up and see
I looked it up on YouTube. I'm like, no fucking way. This guy just copied some. There's no way. I'm like, this is so good. And I couldn't find it. I'm like, it was like 20 minutes of searching. I'm like, shit, I can't find it.
So professionally produced.
This is him. This is good.
Yeah, his great voice and everything. So coming up next, we have another relatively new member. I believe, again, I don't know how new to the actual group itself. I know I've seen him in the group a little bit recently, or posting quite a bit recently, but I'm not sure how long ago he joined. But this is definitely a first for the Friday Night Karaoke podcast. Welcome to the podcast. We're thrilled to have you here. This is going to be a little Bob Seger with Sunspot Baby, and the singer will be none other than Kevin Parrish Sr. Give it a listen.
Okay.
Pack up my bags as you turn up down the road. She left
Shut the microphone off, save the battery, blows a bubble, like
like unexpected. You know, like you figure that's gonna be the end of like Baby right? One More Time. Bob Seger. But yeah, you know, that was Kevin Parrish Sr. singing Sunspot Baby by Bob Seger. And I love the grit in his voice, and I love he was owning that mic stand. Like you, it's almost like he's performed before.
He rocked that like a rock star. Actually,
he did.
He had the same sort of routine when he sang Baby One More Time as well, actually.
Was he wearing the schoolgirl outfit? Because extra points. You're definitely extra getting points on the podcast.
You know what? Yes, you definitely make it on the podcast.
But he did a killer job on that song. And he had the total right grit in his voice for it and everything.
Yeah.
It was great. You could tell you could tell that he really truly loves Bob Seger in that song as well. You know, like it's not just like picking a random song and going to Smule and, you know, all right, well, this one, I'm going to give it a shot and try it a couple times. You know, this is a song that, you know, he has ingrained in his soul. And
oh, for sure.
He's letting it out for all of us. And it's definitely great. He's like literally in his garage, you know, and just recording with
phone. That's what you got to do, man.
Playing in the background. That's what you can do. Not everyone needs to have a professional setup. You don't need to have Smule or StarMaker or any of the fancy apps that are out there, although they definitely help, and I highly recommend them.
Look, almost nobody has a professional setup. Almost nobody. Right. Most people are using a Smule app because, honestly, it's cheap. You know, and it's good. All right, fine. Cheesy with the effects. I don't like some people. Like, I don't want the video effects or the sound effects. You don't have to. You can shut all that off and just use it as a way to balance your vocals with the audio and make it sound good and have the words in front of you and look at the camera. And, I mean, it's a great app. I can't complain about it, man. And it's cheap enough.
I can't complain about it either. Yeah. There's plenty of songs in there, so it's easy to find something, and you don't need to blare music in order to get something going. You know,
and if you want to add the effects, great, have fun with them. And if you don't want them, great. Don't use them. Yeah. It's good.
And my favorite thing about those apps, whether it's Mule or Star Maker or any others, are those collabs. You know, just being able to join
that
others
is,
in the group.
Exactly. That's a great thing. That's really cool.
It is. But the moral of the story here is you don't need a setup. You don't need an app. You don't need anything. You just need your voice, a camera phone, and some way to play music. You're good for Friday Night Karaoke. We would love to see you in there. Kevin Parris Sr., we're glad that you found your way in there. Because you rocked that Sunspot Baby by Bob Seger. So I want to mention that I'm going to put it up on screen as well. We are the number 4 music podcast in America and the number 2 music podcast in Canada on Apple Podcasts. So if you are on an Apple phone and you're in Apple Podcasts and you just click that little charts button or link or whatever, you just click on charts and you look in the
US
under music, you'll see us right there in Canada under music in the top 5 for both. And
we've been in the top 5 for a while. And I do want to shout out because, if you've never heard this before, we were number 1 at one point.
We beat Joe Budden.
Yes. And so, but
it,
you know what?
It'll happen again.
Yeah, you know what? I think it was a holiday weekend.
he was between episodes.
Exactly. Yeah, the timing was just right for us to hit number 1 for a little while. But normally we're in the top 5, which is awesome.
Yeah, it is. And I just want to call that out as well. You know, when you're posting to the Friday Night Karaoke group and you're posting specifically to the themes of the week, that's what gets you in the running to potentially be featured on the Friday Night Karaoke podcast. And not tooting our own horn here, because nobody watches is for us. They would definitely watch it and listen to all you amazing singers who are putting all your hearts and souls on the line and putting it out there for everyone else to hear. And that's what people really listen to this for. We're just the filler in the middle. But regardless,
I watch it for you, Mike. I watch it for
you. We get anywhere between 35 and 50,000 people listening to each episode.
And how fucking cool is that, by the way? That's awesome.
So your songs are being heard far and wide. You know, you're worried about the, how many comments am I getting or how many likes. I've only got 7 likes or 1 like or 4 likes in the group. Don't worry. If we're featuring you on this podcast, 35 to 50,000 people are hearing you sing and jamming out to you in their car with their friends or whatever. And I couldn't be more thrilled to have the opportunity to feature you like that. So please post your songs, post your music.
Yes, do it.
We want to mouth along with you.
like you left your dentures at home, you're going to enjoy yourself in this next one.
Hurry up next. We got Sarah Keen, and she is all cried out. That's actually the name of the song. It's all cried out by Allison Moyet. And again, the member of the group is Sarah Keen. And Sarah Keen, let me tell you, when she joins, she's been really big on the collaborations and joining other people when they sing and opening many of these collaborations. But I've really seen her evolution. I'm sure she's been singing for a very long time and she's extremely talented
from
the very beginning. But the difference in the songs that she originally posted, which were a little bit more, I'm going to sing a song the way it was originally sang. This is how I'm going to sing those songs. And she's really taken shape as her own singer. And this might have been the case for a long time, but this is what I'm noticing more frequently recently, where she really takes a song and maybe transcends genres or just completely makes it her own. And the ranges that she gets and this nuance that she brings that wasn't there originally, and you really grasp onto it. Even if it's a song that you have a deep connection to already and you know the way you like it, then you'll hear Sarah sing it and you're like, oh, I don't know what I like. I think I like this. I like it. It's really, really good. I sang with her. I can't remember the name. I can't remember what song it was, but I sang a duet with her that she opened, and it was just so far out there in a different way to sing a song. And I'll think of it and I'll mention it.
Dude,
after.
That was anyway, a beautiful introduction. I want you to introduce my VH1 Behind the Music one day. You to be the one who talks about me, that was great.
Thanks. Anyway, this is gonna be Sarah Keen with All Cried Out by Allison Moyet. Give it a listen, mouth along with us.
All Cried Out.
Oh,
Tears here, unless they're tears of joy, because that was just freaking awesome. She had like power, she had like passion, and she had so much energy. She was like super animated throughout that entire song.
Dude, she was amazing. That really? Was fantastic. Oh, and that was so good.
I remember the song I was thinking of. It was imagine that style. Like, so, you know, you heard how she sings this.
Yeah.
Imagine like owning it in that type of a style, and it was Heya from Outkast.
All right.
And it was so freaking different and cool. And
She sang that?
Like, she sang it in a completely different way. And like, she opened it as a duet and I sang it with her. And it was like one of the most fun things I ever tried.
Shut the front door.
She just crushed the hell out of it.
I was not expecting you to say, hey, y'all, but I gotta check that one out. That's right? Fantastic.
So that was Sarah Keane with All Cried Out by Alison Moyet. And man, that song, let me tell you, outside of Sarah Keane's phenomenal performance, the guitar in that song, and that's one of my favorite
the background
types of riffs.
Oh, man. Like, love that.
I could listen to a guitar like that forever. That's my favorite. Like the little slaps and like the little like quick little riffs and I love that sound.
Any acoustic guitar sound, just
acoustic guitar in general, that. But like that slappy, kind of bluesy kind of just so awesome.
Right. Agreed.
It's like the soundtrack to my life.
Is it?
No. I have a fucked up soundtrack.
I know. That's not what I was picturing in my head.
Yeah, part of it's like fucking deep techno. Some of it's Willy Wonka. Some of it's fucking like Bluey.
All right. Some of it's like like the record skipping for a while, just on the same verse over and over again. Like
sometimes it's like, isn't it awfully nice to have a penis? Bling. Isn't it awfully great to have the dong? Dong. Dong. That's Mike's head.
Wow.
Part four.
I never want to be in there.
Nobody does. all present company included. It's a dangerous place.
Oh, my God.
That's why I drink. Whiskey sponsor, hurry up.
Can't get here fast enough. Let me check the UPS tracking code. Hold on.
No shit. So, again, Sarah Keane with All Cried Out by Alison Moyet. I actually don't know if I've ever heard that song before.
I don't think I've ever heard it either. That was the first time for me. But yeah, I liked it. It was good.
Really good. Yeah, I agree. So we have two songs left. The next one is another duet. And again, we highly encourage you to rock those duets. You know, just go into the group and find someone on Smule using that Smule thread or however else you need to and join an open collaboration. By the way, if you don't have a paid Smule account, you can join open collabs. As long as someone else opens it, you can join their song. So you don't necessarily get the chance to sing your own songs if you don't have a paid account. But you can join someone else's.
Okay.
Also, fun little tip about Smule, if you don't know. If you haven't already paid for your Smule account, do not buy it through the app. If you buy it through the app, it costs you like $80 or something like that per year. If you just go to the Smule.com website and go buy it, it costs you like fucking 15 or 20 bucks or something for the year. It's the same thing. I think they just don't have to pay the fees to the Play Store or whatever. Or the
damn
store. Yeah, yeah.
So dude, Apple's going to crack down on our podcast. We're going to be the number 30 podcast tomorrow.
Yeah, they're going to be like, you fuck with our money. We fuck with your podcast.
That's it. It's over. It is over.
Done. Yeah, with like automatic transcripts now, we're fucked.
Right? Yeah, exactly. They're going to plan it out. AI is going to detect this and crush us.
Yeah, I just hope my horrible speech like patterns make the AI has no idea what the hell I'm saying.
They'll confuse it.
Yeah, I'm a very confusing speaker. So coming up next, we have a duet. As I mentioned, one of the duet members is a longtime Friday Night Karaoke member and an FNK moderator. More importantly, or just as importantly, she's also the host and producer of the Behind the Filters on Friday Night Karaoke and FN Ketchup on Friday Night Karaoke. So definitely check out those shows, both highlighting members of the community and singing their praises. So she does a great job, and those are both live streams, so you get a chance to actually have some chat with the community while they're playing. So next up is Mars Cross and Heather Bianchi, and they'll be singing Total Eclipse of the Heart by Bonnie Taylor.
Alright, you're gonna do part two. You still be an FNK bad romance, I think.
Turn around. Every now and then I get a little bit lonely and you're never coming round.
Turn around.
Every now and then I get a little bit tired of listening to the sound of my tears.
Turn around.
Every now and then I get a little bit nervous that the best of all the years have gone by.
Turn around.
Every now and then I get a little bit terrified and then I see the look in your eyes.
Turn around, bright eyes.
Every now and then I fall apart.
Turn around.
Cause we'll only be making it right.
Now I'm only falling apart. There's nothing I can do. A total eclipse of the heart.
Once upon a time there was light in my life. Now there's only love in the dark. Nothing I can say. A total eclipse of the heart. Turn around. Every now and then I know you'll never be the boy you always wanted to be. Turn around. Every now and then I know you'll always be the only boy you wanted me the way. Now there's only love in the dark.
There's nothing I can say. A total eclipse of the heart.
A total eclipse of the heart. A total eclipse of the heart.
That was awesome.
That was so much freaking fun. Like, you know, for a really sad song. that was great.
It's not that sad of a song. Maybe it is.
It's a little bit sad.
It is, but it's a great song.
It's FNK Bad Romance.
It is. It's supposed to be a little bit of a bad song, you know, sad song, but that was awesome. You know what else is awesome? Her hair.
Her hair, that is a righteous freaking mohawk.
Damn.
Let me tell you. I dig that mohawk.
I have hair envy.
I used to have like a pretty good mohawk. It was like up pretty high. It wasn't as high as hers, but it was a pretty high mohawk. Mm-hmm. And back in the day, you know, this is the 90s. Back in the 90s, we used to put a bar of Ivory soap mm-hmm. in water overnight, and it would get really, really soft and mushy by the morning. Like it was like
right.
like kind of like clay
smush,
almost.
Yeah,
feeling. Yeah, smush. And like you can work it into your hair. And then your hair was like a fucking rock. Like it wouldn't move. Like it was like, that's how we used to spike up our hair. It wasn't like,
and so clean.
Yeah, exactly. It smells all soapy fresh.
Right? Wow.
So anyway, that was like back in my punk days, but let me tell you, Heather, just completely owning it. I gotta tell you, Heather, that it's an epic mohawk, but because of the way the video was and the lighting in the video, sometimes it matched your skin tone and it looked like a cone head. It was so super cool. You ever see Coneheads, like the movie with Dan Aykroyd? Uh-huh. It looked like Coneheads.
I did not put that together until just now, but you know what I liked? The cigarette on the side too. I liked
the
that.
Cigarette was the best.
Mohawk, the cigarette. You know what? If I get a mohawk like that and I can get K Katie Rose's shirt, the Are You We Drunk shirt,
oh,
you know,
my
like,
God.
You know, and I need a beard like Jeff Matsuki. Like, I'm getting there, but I need that beard. Like, I'm.
You're never going to have a Jeff Matsuki beard. I mean, no? that's a beard.
Yeah, it'll take me a couple of years.
It's like, not couple. This is a knife.
That's
right. Not a knife.
That's not a knife.
This is a knife.
Getting there. You know what? I was actually listening to our FNK. Was it the metal one? And we were talking about like growing a beard, and I'm like, I can't grow a beard. I can't get past the phase where it gets itchy. And I'm like, you know what? And I'm like, I did it. I did.
I won't do it. This is.
Oh, you know what?
For me.
I'm gonna do the mohawk thing, but with my beard. I'm gonna get that mohawk like the she had with my
beard.
Kinda,
that'd be kind of fucking.
That'd be
cool.
Fucking
gonna,
sick,
I
right?
Lie. I mean,
right?
You're basically your beard is colored like a mohawk right now.
I know. I'm gonna do it upright.
It's actually
the bar
cool.
Soap.
It's like. Yeah, yeah.
It's going to be great.
Soap, yeah, ivory mm-hmm. soap it. Can you even buy ivory soap anymore? Is that a thing?
Sure. I don't know.
Okay. I don't know. Okay. Anyway, Mars Cross and Heather Bianchi with Total Eclipse of the Heart, Bonnie Tyler. And that would be the last song before the last song.
Soap just shows up magically in my house. I don't know how it gets here.
Wait, is there soap? Where's the soap?
Yeah, it's in my house somewhere.
Don't drop it.
It's not that kind of house.
Oh, yeah. So it's that time. It's the sad time when there's only one song left. And, you know, for anyone that has sensitive ears, I know, first of all, you shouldn't be listening to this podcast because I have a potty mouth. But outside of that, this song is especially dirty or just has a, you know, some curse words.
Some F
words. So Heather's mom, you know, you might want to
please
turn
out now.
Yeah, right now. No. Just giving you some fair warning. Coming up next, we have another phenomenal Friday night karaoke singer. We've mentioned many times before, for anyone who does not know, this singer is the embodiment of postmodern jukebox lounge style, jazz style singing in Friday night karaoke. This is Karen Pavkov, and she's a moderator. She's a phenomenal singer. She's a great person. I was invited to her wedding, and I couldn't go, and I hate myself forever for it. But one day we'll make up for it. We'll do karaoke up where they are.
You know what's nice? By the way, this is, I think, our third or fourth moderator this time. We had a heavy moderator-focused podcast this time around. This
you know
is
what?
Pretty cool.
The moderators don't get enough love in the podcast, yeah. And today we're making up for it there. Mm-hmm. So this is going to be Karen Pavkov with Ferb. It's Fuck You Right Back by Frankie. It's a great way to end the FNK Bad Romance. You know, the only other song I would have loved to hear is ABCDEFU. You know, like,
oh, that's a good one.
ABCDEFU, and your mom and your sister and your dog. No, not and your dog.
And your dog. And your goldfish. All right, play the song.
All right, here it is. It's Karen Pavkov with Ferb by Frankie. Give it a listen.
Gotta put out a firm language warning here. So my mamas, my grandmamas, my family, don't listen to this. FNK Bad Romance. See, I don't know why you're crying like a bitch, talking shit like a snitch. Why you write a song about me? If you really didn't care, you wouldn't wanna share, telling everybody just how you feel. Fuck what I did, was your fault somehow. Fucked up presents, I threw all that shit out. Fuck all the crying, didn't mean jack. Well, guess what, yo, fuck you right back. Fuck what I did, was your fault somehow. Fucked up presents, I threw all that shit out. Fuck all the crying, it didn't mean jack. Well, guess what, yo, fuck you right back. You thought you could really make me moan. I had better sex all alone. I had to turn to your friend. Now you want me to come back, you must be smoking crack. I'm going out. You broke my back. Well, guess what, Joe? Your sex was whack. Fuck all those.
hurt you, thought you broke my back. Well, guess what, yo? Your sex was whack. Whoa, whoa, yeah. Whoa, whoa, yeah. Whoa, whoa, yeah. You question, did I care? Maybe I would have if you were gone down there. And now it's over, but I do admit I'm glad I didn't catch your crabs. I can't sweat that, cause I got to go. Fuck what I did was your fault somehow. Fuck the presents, I threw all that shit out. Fuck all the crying, it didn't mean jack. Well, guess what, yo? Fuck you right back. Whoa, whoa, yeah.
I learned two things in this podcast. Number one, don't fuck with Alanis Morissette. Number two, do not fuck with Frankie.
Who's Frankie?
The person who originally sings this song.
Oh, okay. You know what? That I didn't know that, but that was
that was
so vulgar yet beautifully sung.
It was beautifully confused. Sung, but let me tell you, I am a saint. Like the Heather's mom. There's more curses in that one song than there have been in every podcast we've ever recorded combined.
It's close anyway.
But let me tell you, it's a perfect way to end the FNK that bad is. Romance. Like, if you're gonna break up with someone, that's exactly what you're feeling. That's exactly what you're thinking. And you're just like, get out of here, you freaking clown. Here's all the ways that you suck.
I feel like I can't curse for at least 2 days after just hearing that.
I know. I'm actually going to go get baptized. Yeah.
I'll see you there.
I need a couple hours to do confession.
Exactly. You
know, a couple days.
you're being generous. All right, we're wrapping this up.
We need a few different priests. Like, they can't handle it.
Right? I'm clocking out, Bob. Like, you're up.
Get off of here. That was Karen Pavkov with Fur by Frankie to round out the Friday Night Karaoke podcast. Normally, at the end of the podcast, we have a little banter back and forth, but we've already made the decision.
We did?
We did. Unfortunately, you don't remember, but we did. The last theme that we just had that finishes today was FNK 80s pop. And the new theme, as of later today or tomorrow for all of you on the East Coast, is FNK 2000s pop.
We're skipping the 90s.
We're skipping the 90s because we just did a 90s week not that long ago. So, it doesn't really make sense to do it again.
F the 90s.
Yeah, F the 90s.
Oh, no, I'm not going to say the word because...
We can't say... You know, so I'm going clean. I'm going clean. That just cleaned me up. Oh, I'm man. Good.
I really...
Like, you know what? Because I know if I do anything, I have to do it the best, and I can't beat that.
Nope.
So, I give up. I'm moving on.
There will be changes in my life moving forward from that song.
That's right. That's right. You're going to see me in a suit and tie next time. It's going to be great.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to shave my beard. No, I'm just
Don't do that. Don't do that.
Not that many changes.
You could freaking go Amish or something. You could still be good.
Yeah. Right. I'll do it.
You can make some furniture.
I wouldn't sit on it. I wouldn't trust it. But yeah, sure.
So the new theme of the week, just check the announcements in the Friday Night Karaoke Facebook group. It's going to be FNK 2000s pop. And we'll look forward to all of your great songs and look forward to a 2000s pop podcast near you in the upcoming future.
Spectacular.
I see what you did there. So again, episode 61, rounding it out. Thank you all so much. It was so much fun.
That was
listening
fun, man.
To these songs. Rocking along with you, mouthing along with you, and just learning all about life and love.
Learning a little too much about your mouth. All right.
We just know that Karen has a really bad mouth.
Very. Like, damn, Karen.
I never knew.
I'm blushing.
Is this the right person to moderate the group?
Imagine that. Like, hey, there's a song. It's really vulgar. She's like, that's not vulgar. It's fun.
She's like, hold my beer.
Exactly. Inappropriate, please.
I call that Wednesday. All right. Thank you all so much. We hope to see you in the group. Please join. Click the little join button. Answer the three questions and you're in. We'll see you there. We'll be commenting. We'll be liking and we'll be singing along with you. Thank you, Friday Night Karaoke. We'll catch you later.
Good night.